1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'll read a few verses and then tell you what I'm talking about. I won't be long. But there in the 19th verse of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, a statement is made that I think need to be understood when we come to celebrate a Christian homegoing. And a statement is made in this verse that I think we all should attend to. In the 19th verse of the 1 Corinthians 15, 19, it says this: if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all of all men most miserable. And in preparing for this, I wrote these three words down: don't be miserable. It's an insult to God if we think he can't handle it. And you don't want to insult the blood of Jesus. He paid a price for this hour. Veronica's well taken care of when you're in Christ. And then there's another powerful scripture in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews, just bear with me a few minutes. I'm not going to be long. Hebrews chapter 4. I could quote it, but I'm turning to it because I want to be accurate with it. Chapter 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. What for? That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. There is a real throne of grace. There's a real throne where God's mercy is, God's goodness is, and we have the divine right to come to that throne when we need help. Amen?
Amen.
And then again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, there's a verse there I think that the Lord is leading me to read at this time. So that we may boldly say, Hebrews 13, 6, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Amen. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. That is so powerful. That is so powerful. And then based on Veronica's character and her attributes, when I talked to Anthony, I got to praying, and I found out that believers must face death through the boldness of the revelation of eternal life. If you have a revelation of eternal life, you know Veronica not gone. She just moved. She switched rim. We're here in our physical body. I'm a spirit. I have a soul, and I live in a body. Well, so we're here in our physical body, but eternity don't stop here. And the Bible said many things about this. I'll get to some of them in a few minutes. Philippians chapter 1. You can't go wrong with the word. Amen. Philippians chapter 1. Here's a verse 20. According to my honest expectation, my hope, that in nothing I should be ashamed, but that with all, now you notice I keep going with that word boldness, because that's a characteristic of her. But that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ should be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Are you listening to me? And notice this golden 21st verse here. For me to live is Christ. What? And to die is gain. What? What? What kind of thinking is this? For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. You mean to tell me if I have a mansion and if I'm living good down here, that when I die, that I'm going to be better off? For me to live is Christ. As long as I live, I'm going to live for him. But when I die, I'm going to gain something. Veronica knew that. She knew that. She knew she lived a good life here. But she knew that was another life. Do you know? Do you know? Are you sure? You have to be sure about this. You can guess about your address, but you can't be guessing about this. You got to be sure about this. You got to be aware that I am a Christian. I have believed in my heart, and I have confessed with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. You know, everybody got to do that. What I say? Yeah. If you have not done that, I want you to do it while you're sitting here, because that's the only way out. It's not by religion. It's not by it's not by might and no by power, but it's by His Spirit. Amen. Amen. So we see that Paul said life he gained when he died. He said, but if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall I choose? I would not find in a strait between two to have having a desire to depart and be with Christ. What are we saying? Which is far better. Sometimes we believe or don't believe that. But if die is gain, never to die no more, no more sickness, no more problem that can't be solved, no more contention and arguments and stuff like that. It's all over. It's a place of peace. Now see, Veronica, all right, is us. We having problems, you know. She's all right. I understand. I mean, that's just normal for a human being, but she's with the Lord. Man, if I could pass everybody like Veronica, I'd be fine. Hebrews chapter 12. I'm going to use about 40 scriptures. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. I have a jumping off place here somewhere. I feel anointing coming on me now. I had to work through some of y'all. I've been preaching for 43 years, so you're not going to be able to hold me, you know. I'm going to go ahead and preach my daughter's funeral, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just trying to get y'all to get in on it before I preach it. I'm going to preach it. Amen. I'm bound to preach it. I got to preach it. Hebrews chapter 12. Now, this is where I speak to Anthony and his son and daughter in what Jesus did when things looked like it wasn't going right. And he left a format for us to be able to go by. Some of y'all got loved ones that have left, and you still think about them. And some of y'all may be sick and dealing with some things. Yeah, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, here's a remedy for everything. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, here's a remedy. Here's a remedy. Here's a remedy. Here's a remedy. He showed us. Yeah, Jesus showed us this how I handle it. And you look to me, I'm gonna take you through the way I went through it. Yeah. Look into Jesus, yes, sir. The author and finisher of our faith. Yes, sir. Watch what he did. Who for the joy that was set before him. See, let the joy out first. Yes, sir. See, don't let the sadness, the grief, and the separation come out first. Let the joyness come out first that is not over. Let the joy come out first that Veronica is connected to the resurrection. Because he lived, she lived also. Don't let the sadness come before the joy. Have have the joy ready to take care of the sadness and the grief and the sorrow that may come, have joy waiting on it. Don't just think about she's dead. Think about she's still alive. See, you'll be saddened and you'll be burdened and you'll be grieving, and the enemy gonna ride your back. The thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. Part of my abundant life is it's never gonna be over. My life will never come to end. We must meet this thing with joy, even though it mingled with sadness, but we must meet it with joy, because she's not a lost case. She didn't die outside of Christ. We need to give God some praise up in here. The enemy wants you to be sad. The enemy wants you to drag like you don't have no hope. The enemy want to beat you down to the ground. Don't let him. Rise. Tell him about the blood. Tell him about the name of Jesus. If Veronica was here physically, she would tell me, Pastor, preach this thing. So how you come out? It's according to what you're looking at. You're looking at this casting? Veronica not there. We just do this traditionally, but she not there. So I say to you, my son, this verse is powerful. Put this verse back up. Looking unto Jesus, the author. He's just not the author. He's not just the author. He's just not the author. When she first accepted him 30-something years ago, he's the author, but he's also the finisher of our faith. Notice what Jesus did, who for the joy that was set before him, he was able to endure the cross, despising the shame. Where you at now? Where you at now? And he'll sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. Acts chapter 4. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Now I talked to you before I started. I told you what I was going to do. Amen.
Amen.
And I told you I'm not a rookie. So you're not going to stop me from preaching. I've been here before. All right, here in Acts 4. I'm almost true. Acts 4. Now, believers must face death through the boldness of the revelation of eternal life. If you have a revelation of eternal life, death is just a stepping stone. But the Holy Spirit is the only one who can give you that revelation. Man can't give it to you. But the Holy Spirit, who is God, who's the author of all revelation, can reveal to you where Veronica is now, alive and well. Your senses will give you a problem now. Your senses will try to figure it out. You can't figure this out. You got to fake this out. You got to believe. I'm going to read a scripture that fit Veronica here. And I'm preaching along that line in the, in Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Now, the scripture reads, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, of Veronica and Anthony, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they didn't know all their law, you know, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them, what? They had been with Jesus. You can't mess with somebody who have been with Jesus. Organized religion, no, say, oh, they got something we don't have. We outnumber them, but we can't mess with them because they got somebody with them that outnumber everybody. Oh, I love his name. His name is above every name. You can call on that name, and that name will change everything. It's nothing on the outside of the power of that name. That name called Lazarus from his grave. He still got power. The same name that called Lazarus will call Veronica. It still got the same power. I heard the word say, Jesus, the same today, yesterday, and forever. He had not lost no power. The same man that called Lazarus from his grave got Veronica's name, and he'll call her name. I read in the gospel that was a woman with only one son, and she was in the funeral train going to bury her only son. I thought about it. That was the only person that could take care of her, and he had died on her. But they ran up on Jesus, and Jesus stopped the funeral train, and Jesus put his hand on the boy's coffin and call him out of the coffin. And the boy came alive. I read in the word that was in a hurry to bury another man. And they mess around and throw him on a dead prophet bone. And when that man fell on that dead prophet bone, there was enough power in a dead man bone to call the man to rise and live again. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. He gonna take care of you, Anthony. You know that. He gonna take care of you, Josh. You know that. Jesus will never let you down. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. He's my friend. Is he your friend? You know he can handle death. Grace and mercy is in this house today. Grace is walking on one side. Mercy is walking on another side. His goodness is on another side. I'm so thankful that I knew Veronica for myself. I'm so thankful that she served the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I wish I could get somebody to praise him. Lift your hand and give him a praise. God is a good God. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you so. I go to prepare a place for you. And where I am, you may be also. Somebody said, Jesus, how can I know the way? He said, you don't know me? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. She not only Anthony's wife, she my daughter. I'm her spiritual father. Yeah. Yeah. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 11. According to the eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now watch this 12th verse. In whom we have boldness. Number one. Number two, and access. Number two, and confidence. Number three, boldness, access, confidence. You couldn't talk this little woman out of anything. She had her mind made up. Anthony couldn't talk out of it. She had a boldness. She knew she had access and confidence by the faith of him. My goodness. Now, let me talk to you a few minutes and close here from a scripture that puzzled me for a long time as a young Baptist boy. I was reading the Bible left and right, but I just wasn't getting the understanding I need to get. And in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. And I want you to get this verse. The power of being connected to the resurrection. In other words, you have taken ownership of a resurrected life. You know what it means. You know what the resurrection means. You're not just reading the Bible, but you actually got a genuine connection. There is a resurrection, but I'm connected to it. So when I need it, it'll be there. The scripture read, very powerful scripture. How long have I been up here, boy? That I don't want to wear out my welcome. That I may know him. Ephesians 3:10. Philippians 3:10. That I may know him. She's not just good enough to know him. It's not just good enough to know Jesus. You don't fully know Jesus until you know him and the power of his resurrection is a snapshot of the power of your resurrection. If you don't know he rose again, you will not rise. Thank God for Veronica knew. Yeah, you see, but we got to stop playing this religion stuff now. We got to stop clapping your hand, patting your feet, and don't have no revelation. That I might know him. And the power of his resurrection. Did he get up? He said, destroy this temple. In 3 days, I'll rise it up again. Did he get up? They said he hung on an old rugged cross. They nailed spikes in his hand. They put a crown of thorns on his head. Blood running out of his head. That wasn't good enough. They juked him in his side. One writer said blood and water came out of his side. And he hung there from the 6th to the 9th hour. And they took him and they put him in a grave. And they rolled a stone over that grave. And they left guard, security people, to make sure he don't get up. As he said. But after reading my Bible on the 3rd day, just like he said, on the 3rd day I'll rise again. 2,000 years ago, it's like it was yesterday. On that 3rd day, death had to step back. And life stepped in again. And my rock and your rock rose from the grave alive again. And he said, all power is in my hand. It's not in the internet. It's not in the computer. It's not in money. It's not in man. It's not in your job. It's not in your business. All power is in the master hand. He rose. He paid the price. And he rose with all power in his hand. Sleep on, Veronica. sleep on, child. Rest. Have a rest for the people of God. Early, early one morning, Jesus is going to ride you up out of the grave. Put on your new body. Put on your new clothes. Never, never to die again. Oh, that's enough. Hallelujah. Because I live, ye shall live also. John 14:19. Being raised from the dead in Jesus' ministry, we must know what it means when Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He said that, you know. Jesus said, it's impossible for me to stay dead. It's impossible for Veronica to stay dead. So we must understand that. Andy, you know I love you, man. You know I'm there for you. I don't believe in holding no funeral over hours, but you know, and the hour's just about up. Amen. And I, boldness is one being very confident in a way that may seem rude or foolish. This little woman has some confidence, boy. You told her, I said, no, she said, I got that, I'll take care of that. I got that. We can handle this, Anthony. And so to the rest of you relatives and friends who come, you have my love, you have the love of this church. May God meet all your need. You know, if that's happened to be somebody who don't know the Lord Jesus, you need to consider to believe in your heart.